You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Yo, YBH. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here, and I'm back with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. This would be my second reaction video. First one, got some great feedback. People liked it. It's probably my best podcast in terms of like the analytics, views, likes, the best one yet. So I'm pretty excited to keep it going, man. But right now it's Sunday night. Had a good weekend, you know, got some rest, of course. I didn't really do much this weekend. One of my clients had a little birthday thing on Friday, so I went out, you know, see Marty Fit in rare form. I don't go out too much, but hey, had to step out for the clients, you know, it's all love. But look, man, let's get into this second reaction video. I got, this one's different. This one is different. We on Twitter this time, so I came across this tweet last week, man. Let's put the tweet up. All right, so you can see right here, this young lady, she went from 230 pounds to 159 pounds. So that's pretty dope. It's pretty cool. I admire that. Definitely a lot of respect to the young lady. Shout out to The Thick Way. So I didn't really like go into it, and I'll just be on Twitter scrolling, and I looked at a couple couple of her tweets. So let's I'm gonna read it out to y'all. So and if you're not watching on YouTube, if you're watching on the Apple Podcast or Spotify, then she has a transformation pic, one on the side of her being 230 pounds, other side is her being 159 pounds. So the tweet says, for everyone who's asking, there's no long, drawn-out process into losing the weight. Just smoke weed. Plenty of it. You're welcome. I do think she's being sarcastic. I think she's being sarcastic. I don't think she just lost weight just smoking weed. She's probably doing it for some engagement, for some attention. I wouldn't be surprised about that. But, yeah, so... Before I get into the replies, I just wanted to make a couple comments on some notes that I made. So I train, my clients are mostly women, and I've heard these women say multiple times, like, it's the men's fault that we gain weight, it's the men's fault that we don't lose weight, da da da. And I'm always like, look, cut the bullshit. You know, I'm quick to call something bullshit, right? But these replies... They pretty much confirm what the lady said, so I'm going to apologize to the ladies. I'm sorry, ladies, because y'all make a lot of excuses anyway, my clients, but I'm going to let y'all have that one, because these comments right here, whew, man. And then I just will pull up another tweet right before we get into the replies. LOL, but no, on a serious note, as mentioned before, I also had my gallbladder removed due to multiple gallstones that started with having high cholesterol. I was huge and unhealthy in all caps, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, 230 pounds and I'm only 5'1". Here's the pic of my gallbladder. She got a picture of her gallbladder. I probably won't show that to y'all. It's pretty graphic. But yeah, so she was 230 pounds at 5'1". So that's more than obese. That's pretty big at that height. All right, so let's put up the first set of replies, man. Let's see what we got. Ooh, fellas. Alright. First reply. 230 look nice on you too, but I respect the working results. At least he said he respects it. You know, that wasn't that bad. He was just telling her she looked good at 230. That's fine, bro. I ain't mad at that. But my thing is this though. If someone's making a post highlighting their transformation, why you gotta discredit their transformation? Why? Let them feel good about it. They deserve it. They deserve the praise. Why you got to take them back to that? But I see what the lady's talking about now. Like, the guys keep us here. Like, if you feeding a girl that who has aspirations of losing weight, she might get comfortable and not want to do that. But, you know, like, fellas, we got to stop. Like, what's better for the girl's health? Being at 230 to hear some compliments for you or doing what's best for her and her future? Come on, fellas, we gotta do better, man. And I'm all about holding the fellas accountable. I be on the ladies a lot, but like fellas, I don't play that. I'm as a man, I hold y'all as a fit man. I hold y'all to a certain standard. So, fellas, we gotta stop that, man. Let the ladies be great. Hey, another dude, ain't nothing wrong with 230, but congrats. Come on, man. Glad you telling her congrats, but come on, bro, like. Let her get her transformation. Why you gotta tell her that? Like, let her be great. She clearly happy about it. She posting it all on social media. Stop bringing people back. It's that's just like such a low level of thinking. Like, you see you see people on Twitter criticizing folks. You see some sports analysts always trying to discredit somebody for a milestone or reaching a goal. Like, that's such a low level of thinking. Let's see this next comment. Both of them. B-O-F-F-U-M. Both of them. Both of them. Ain't gonna lie, that 230 hit different though. IMO. What is IMO? I'm getting old. I don't even know what I don't know what IMO is. But come on, man. That 230 hit different. Leave her alone. Let her be great. Like, you know, I'm glad people saying congrats, but respect the hard work. Because you gotta think about when somebody makes a transformation, you gotta think about the hard work that goes into it, right? Blood, not blood, but all the sweat. That person might be getting up early in the morning. They might be going to the gym after work. That's not easy. So you gotta respect the hard work. You gotta respect the courage, because someone overweight like her, going into the gym, you got all types of fit people in there, people built like models, people got Instagram followers. It could be very discouraging if you're overweight or obese going in there. So that's another reason not to discredit somebody. Just give them the props. And then the consistency. You got to respect the consistency to keep going when you don't feel like it. Your body's sore. You gain all this weight because you ain't worked out since middle school. So your body's sore. And I'm not joking, I'm being serious. People really haven't been active since middle school and high school. So their muscles are aching. You're using muscles you ain't used before. The risk of injury, respect it. Stop bringing people backwards. Like, and most people that get a transformation like this, they don't go back. They don't go back. They they stay on this on the smaller side. All right. And then the ladies have entered the chat. Here, this girl here talking about some always been a baddie. Listen, ladies, I'm all for the empowerment, you know what I'm saying? Like, but the girl, the tweet doesn't say, hey, I was 230 pounds and I didn't look good. She didn't say that. She taking it. Hold on, let me pull the picture back up. Hold up. Let's pull the picture back. Look at her, look. That before picture, she looked like she confident. She know she cute. She don't need you to tell her that. She know that. And you're not about to tell me the 159 don't look better. Come on, man. But you know, ladies, y'all gonna do what y'all do. Y'all gonna ladies gonna hype each other. I love it, man. I gotta give the ladies some props. Y'all gonna hype each other. Y'all hype each other more than the fellas do. You know what I'm saying? But these guys, man, hell nah. Matter of fact, we look at this dude. I'ma go with the 230 version for 200. Hell nah, hell nah. You know what? Part these fellas in the hell nah gang. I'ma just call them the hell nah gang. You part of the hell nah, he don't be in the gym. Hell nah, he don't, never mind. I'm gonna try to keep it fitness. I was about to get off track. Bro, they're talking about, so I would go with the 230. Man, let that girl be great, bro. That's crazy. And then, another thing, too, about transformations. You gotta respect the mindset shift. Like, especially for women. Because women, y'all get more in y'all emotions and y'all feelings more than us fellas. And y'all little, ladies, not, listen, I'm not trying to generalize, but I am. Ladies tend to be a little more insecure than the fellas, especially with the weight loss thing. So any woman who shifts her mindset to get to a transformation like that, you got to respect it. Like, fellas, don't bring these ladies back. Let these ladies be great. Like, I got clients all the time that do that. Yeah, like, my man is mad. He said, I'm losing my butt. Like, bruh. Okay, you lost a little bit of butt, but you look better. You lost way more stomach than you did butt. Like, come on, fellas. Stop this bullshit, man. Stop. Look at this big three from the pack. I still would have took you down to 230. Congratulations, though. Whew. Man, again, fellas. Hey, look. But this is the thing, though, fellas. Like, if that's what you went to, that's fine. Like, if you went to bigger women, plus-size women, bro, do your thing. Like, I ain't mad at you, bro. But the ladies that don't want to be that way anymore, leave them alone. Like, it's plenty fish in the sea, especially if you, no disrespect, especially if you in America. Like, the last episode I did, 42% of our population is obese. And then a lot of these dudes is black. In the black community, we got plenty of obese women. You want that? Go get it, bro. I ain't mad at you. I want you to be happy. But let this girl cook. Let this girl be great. He part of the hell nah gang too. The ladies back in the chat. To be honest, you look gorgeous both weights, but congrats on reaching your goals for real. Okay, I'm glad you gave her the props, but again, ladies, this ain't the post for that. She don't want to thank you for she look good at 230. She do look good. She did look good at 230 though. That's the thing. She not an ugly girl, but ladies, come on now. You know, and that's the thing, like, the ladies, y'all are so supportive of each other. Like, y'all just gotta shift that support to getting better. Y'all be supporting each other, keeping each other in the same spot. Support each other, push each other. Like, one thing about the ladies, y'all got so much power. Like, that last video I did, like, it's gonna be so many ladies that follow that bullshit. Ladies got so much power. If y'all use it in the right way, we would have way more healthier women. And see, this last comment, look, this inspired me so much. My only fear is I'm already bad built because I'm big and shaped wrong as fuck. If I lose all this weight and look bad, I'm going to feel like it was for nothing. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I'm glad that she was motivated by the post. And she just needed a little bit of education. She just needed to come train with C. Marty and I'm going to get her right. That's it. But shout out to her for being transparent on the post. Excuse me. But Yeah. So, hey, fellas, we gotta do better, man. Let the ladies be great. If that's your style, if you like bigger women, go do that. But let's stop discrediting the people that put that work in and do what they need to do. And I wish she didn't post that stuff about smoking. I highly doubt that she just got that weight smoking. I mean, I'm pretty sure. But like I said, I'm not about to go in there and do all this background research. I just saw the tweet. I found it interesting. Thought it'd be a little funny. This is a little different kind of podcast. So I hope y'all like it, man. So again, we got another episode of the C. Marty Fit Less Brunches More Crunches podcast. And I got y'all with another episode ASAP. The next episode they might try to cancel me on the next episode, but I'm still going to do it, though. Whew, I can't wait for that. It's either going to be the next episode or the following one. I got some heat. It's about to get real controversial, but hey, I'm ready for the smoke. If you know me, I deal with the smoke every day for a living, so it ain't nothing I haven't seen or heard before. I done seen all the excuses, so appreciate y'all tuning in. Like, comment, subscribe. Cop some gear. You see I got the hoodie on today. You know what I'm saying? But and any suggestions, any feedback, leave a comment. Shoot me a DM with a video you want a reaction to or something like that. If I need to go harder, if I need to scale back on the podcast, on the reactions, let me know. I'm open to all feedback, man. So I see y'all soon. See Marty Fit. Less brunches, more crunches. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in D&B.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.